96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. You work hard for your money, so why are you so quick to spend it? During this tax return season, many of you have plans for the money you're waiting on. But why not put the brakes on spending and be strategic about using it? This is Financial Literacy Month, and we're talking to money experts about how to handle your finances so your finances don't handle you. My guests are Akiva Sturdivant, finance and investment expert, and Salome Tinker, certified public accountant and partner with TSC Enterprises. Lines are open if you have a question about your money, your finances, your income tax return, what to do with it, how to save. We're talking about it all tonight. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Certainly you can comment on my Facebook page at facebook.com/Harold T. Fisher or follow me on Twitter at Daily Drum WHUR. Salome, Akiva, thank you both for joining me. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you, Harold.
Okay, so I'm going to just throw this out there. Anybody can jump on it. What is wrong with us? Why are we just so quick to spend that income tax return without even thinking about it?
Think about it, Harold. Okay, the average tax refund is $2,741.
This year.
This year.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know what? That's a little chunk of change, right?
Right.
So we start, you know, our mind starts churning. Do I pay off my debt? Do I go shopping? Do I save it? Do I give it to the church? Do I need to be philanthropic, right?
Mm-hmm.
I always say to my clients, Harold, break it into three buckets. Okay,
okay.
It's not all or nothing. It could be both and. Okay, let me see. If I break up $2,741 into three buckets,
okay,
that's $913 per bucket.
Okay.
I'm going to throw some to my debt. I'm going to throw some to my savings. And you know what? I might spend
$913.
$913.
Mm-hmm.
And 66 cents.
And 66 cents.
Right, because I divided it by three.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
So it can serve you in many places. Don't think a lump sum like, oh, I got to go do something with it, all or nothing. Let it serve you a few places.
Okay. Well, let's talk about that because Salome, Akiva was saying you can spend a little, you can save a little. But as a tax accountant, even though we're in the tax year this year, is this already a good time to start thinking about how your tax return can serve you next tax season?
Well, not even that. If you haven't filed your taxes yet, it's not too late to put money into your Roth IRA.
Okay.
You have actually until April 18th to make a contribution that you can get credit for in taxes for the 2015 year. So you can still make some significant changes today.
Even if you haven't filed.
Even
yet.
If you haven't filed
but
yet.
But time's a wasting.
Well, you know, some of us got some extra stuff we got to worry about. Not everybody fails. And I just want to even say, to your point, you gave the average. But for some people who are in a lower classification, sometimes those refund checks be almost up to $10,000.
Really?
That they just get cash money. Okay. And that's the time to say, hey, you know, the Uncle Sam, I've got an earned income credit or I've gotten some type of credit that gave me extra money over and beyond what I put in. I should take some of that and start putting away.
Okay.
Okay. So then you go to your one-third rule.
Yeah, there you go. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Talking about your money tonight. Let's talk a little bit about savings. In the old days, pre-recession and pre housing debacle and all of that, there was a time when you could put money in the bank and you could get as much as, what, 3% even on the old passbook savings accounts. Banks just are not doing a whole lot. As a matter of fact, you put $1,000 in and chances are at the end of the year, if you don't do anything with it, you may have less because of the fees. How can people save money when it seems so hard to do that?
Yeah. Okay. Great question, Harold. So here's how this works. Okay. Let's say you have, I don't know, $1,000, $2,000, $3,000 to put away, mm-hmm. right? Okay. So the question is always, what do I want this money to do? Is this part of my emergency savings? Is this my, I'm about to vacation in 12 months? It just depends on what you're doing. So let me give you an example. Let's just say this extra money is going to be for your emergency savings, okay. right? Okay, most times than not, we're going to put it in the bank, right? So you want to shop around. Use the beauty of the internet. Google who pays the highest interest rate for bank, you know, to put my money in the bank. It could be Ally. It could be Fidelity. It could be Schwab. I don't know who it is. But Google it. Use the benefit of the internet. Who's going to pay me the highest rate on my money? Yes, I wish rates were higher. You know, I remember I'm an old dinosaur. I remember when you can get 8, 9, 10% on your money at the bank. That does not exist anymore, right? I'm telling my age.
That's a lot of money, a long time ago. Yeah.
But now it's like, you know, it's not even worth the paper it's printed on. But there are entities that will pay you just a little bit of clip on your money. Research those entities and put your money there.
Interesting. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810.
If I can interject.
Yeah, please. Go right ahead. Yeah.
The best place I've found to save in this market is your corporate bank account.
What do you mean by that?
What I mean by your corporate bank account, no other place gives you a better rate than you putting into your 401k with your 401k match. Okay. Not only did you put in $100, you made $100 because your company gave you $100 and you're accruing interest on that money. Mm-hmm. So that is the best rate around, and everybody should at least be putting in equivalent to their match.
But what about the argument, I need my money now? A lot of people say, I can't afford to contribute to the 401k, the 403b, or even the IRA, which you have to do, you know, on your own unless you have your have it automatically taken out of your account.
Yes, you can, because if you think about it, that money is pre-taxed. And so by the time you get it, you're not getting $100. Mm-hmm. You're getting something like $40.
Yeah.
Okay. So
true.
You just
so
that
true.
Was a meal for you. Mm-hmm. It wouldn't have hurt you at all. You spent that over at Red Lobster, as Beyonce might say.
right. And let me say this too, if I can interject, you were so right. Here's the thing. I say this to my clients all the time. I want your listening audience to really get this, Harold. When you think about it, okay, we're in DC, right? Mm-hmm. Average household income is about $100,000, you know, two incomes, right? Okay, if you're used to living on $100,000, and going back to your point, putting money in your 401k, when you retire, if you want $100,000, okay, for every 10 years you live in retirement, that means you need what? $1 million. 10 years times $100,000 a year pre-tax. You just told me as a financial planner, I need $1 million every 10 years to live. To your point, you got to put away for your 401k. And your emergency savings.
I agree.
202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Anita, calling from Beltsville. Anita, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Yes, this question is for Ms. Tinker. I just can't understand how you can be expected to save when you don't have enough coming in. You know, what goes out is almost double what you have coming in. How can the average person save? I just don't understand how it can be done. For every $10 I try and put away, I got to dip back into it and take 5 or 6 out.
What I recommend is that you do it without thinking. You do it to an account that you can't reach. I have a savings account that I have, and I used to have an internet bank that I just couldn't touch. I mean, I would have to go through so many hoops to get it out that, forget it, I'll just starve that day or something. So you try to put it away in some places you can't really access it. And that starts. But at the end of the day, it's just discipline. You got to know that at the end of your lifespan, you're going to need that money. And you don't want to go 20 years from now, and now that you're 65, thinking about what am I going to do, then have to do some hard decisions of do I sell my house, do I sell my car? I can't do the things I used to do. So you just got to do it. You got to, if it's a dollar, if it's a $10 compounded, it makes a difference, and I'm sure you can explain to that as well.
Yeah, Keva, thoughts about how to discipline yourself to save.
Yeah, so you know what? I call this finding money. So how do we find money? Let's look at, okay, this is what's coming in every month. These are my responsibilities every month. If my responsibilities are more than what I'm bringing in, okay, let's look at the responsibilities. Is the rent or the mortgage a little bit too much? Is my car or car insurance a little bit too much? Am I, going out on the weekends and spending, $50, $60, $70? And if you add that up at the end of the month, if that's $200, $300, okay, let's pare that back. So it's always about the beauty of numbers. It's an exact science. I can find money in your budget. Let's see where you're spending and where we can pare back. You have to have that honest conversation with yourself. I always say to my clients, have a sit-down conversation with your money once a month. What's coming in? What's going out? How can I pare back what's going out? And that's a very honest conversation. It could be cable, car, insurance for your car, eating out. It's just so many areas where we can pare back. The question is, are we willing to really face it?
202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We are talking about all things money tonight. We're about to take a break, but if you're on the line, that includes Tony from Oxon Hill, please stay with us. You will be able to hear the program, and we want to hear from you. If you have a question about saving, if you have a question about your retirement, if you have a question about credit, and what to do with your income tax refund, give us a call. Lines are open. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM, Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR, 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We'll be back in just a few seconds on Sirius XM, Channel 141.